So we're holding here, Pasuk Aleph, Pirush Beis, I think. Bikashti, Amishkari Balimis. So
I think we got up to I think we finished that one.
Pasuk Beis, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So now what happens is she lost contact with him. That represents the tkufa, the Goyen says, of the chait, when they made the eagle, and they therefore they were cut off from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were searching HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishkan Beleilos, and they didn't, he wasn't there. So now Pasuk Beis is they did a ma'aseh to search him. Akumana basev ba'ir b'shvakim u'baruchai beis. So there are a few places where we looked for him. We looked for him Be'ir, we looked for him Shvakim, we looked for him Rechayvois, and then Bikashle Metzasev. So four different areas where we're looking for him. So obviously that's going to have something corresponding to it in the Metzias Ruchnias that this is Shayach to. So, Akumana Vasei Ba'ir, Pirish, Kasa B'Mishlei, Chochmas Bachutz Tereina, B'Rechoyves Titen Koyla, B'Roish Humoyes Tikra B'Pische Shorem, B'Ir Amereh Ta'amen. The Pesach says, Chochma has four places where it pronounces itself. One is Chochma b'chutz teroina, outside. Then the Rechoyves Tikkoyla, the streets. B'roi Shumiyos Tikkore, B'Pische Sharm. Four different places. Chutz Rechoyves, Roi Shumiyos, or Pische Sharm. And Be'ir. Then you also have four different sounds: Taroina, Titin Koila, Tikra, Amoreha, Omer. So that means there are four different places and four different voices. What's that all about? And can move on. He's not nichalei to learn that it's just the Shigur Lishna, and you know it just means. Each pasuk, each word of it means something. So explain. There are four perimeters, circles in a city. Aleph, hamokra mashalifnei ha'ir, v'hu hanikra stratiu, v'chutzei mirachik, v'kemoy shar susim oy shar achel. So the first thing is the widest perimeter of the city. And this is where we let the horses come in, and maybe they have to stop over there. It's the place, it's like where you have a service entrance for trucks. It's located furthest away from the main entrance. It's the outside perimeter, the outermost circle. One. And what's like when you see a sign, you're now entering the capital district. You're now entering the airport district. That's the outermost perimeter that you have. Habez ukor v'shar'ir, v'anikra platya. Platya is already the shar of the city itself. It's not just the ring around outside, but it's a shar to the city. Hu nikra rechoyva'ir, and this is called the rechoyva'ir. Gimel, hu shar'ir. In the shar itself, shem yoshas kein lishbeitam, v'sham v'shayt v'shayt v'chol chol sharecha. So this already is sort of an inhabited place. It's a place that's used, and but it's the place where you have sort of the command module and everybody else. So I can locate four different circles from outside inside. One. Two. Parallel to that, Aleph, Hashemea Mirochik and Ishmael Kel Havara Vinikarina. So if let's say somebody just hears this sound over there, Kola Nois V'machne, you know, I hear there's something going on. That's it. There's a tumult over there. That's called Rina. Hashemea Korav Yoise, Shemea HaKol Achenim Wusidim Baklau. The one that hears a little bit better, he hears actually the voices, but doesn't hear the words. Hagimul Hua Shemea Korav Yoise, Shemea Gam Akriya Mizulosu Shudakol Ram, Alein Edea Mashtabe Imoy. Ach tzas makriya. So he can at least hear Yanko calls out the bear, Berl calls out the Shmerel. So the beginning of your statement, you always say in Kol Gol, say Yanko, and then you proceed to say, so he can at least hear the beginning, the lead in, and he knows who's talking to whom. Vadalid or Aimid Eitzlosha Shemea Dibu Vamiro Umaskal Nochet. So we have four types of distance from the center of the city outwards. And we have four levels of being able to hear what's going on, what's being said. What's that parallel to? What are we talking about? It says like this. V'chein b'toyer yeshba arba dvarim, v'chein pardes. Now, he's going to go through pardes. And he is going to explain the relative, what's the right word for it? Distance of each chelik of paradis from the core of Torah. So it says like this: first, you have pshat haTorah, ubachutz rochek mekavonas haatzmis. It is the furthest away from the kavana itself. Then you have Vidorsha Torah, Drosh, Shadorsha Mikol Ois, Vidova Mutadim Vnatsmoi, Umarchivas Halacha, Zergaki Machutz. That's still Bachutz. So Drosh is in the nature of Drosh Halacha, is still Bachutz. A little closer, still Bachutz.
I mean, this is not the regular Drosh, you know, the Drosh in the classic sense of Pshat and Drosh.
This is Drosh in the Drosh Halachas. It's not the Jews that we say on Shabbos Hagol. It's the Jews in the sense of Yudarshin Halachis from Psukim, and that's the second Darga.
The Jews that people usually say is if it doesn't really make so much sense, you call it Jewish, and then it works.
Right, Jewish is a license. No, these are the Jewish is referring to is like.
You give them all me this precious friend.
It's like Torah's Kahanim, where you know the kibel v'shachat the kibel melamed, you know, is iske shchita to Kabbalah to zrika melamed shadis melamed shad. All the halachas that you learn from psukim, the halachas that you darshan from psukim, all of the halachic gemaras darshan from psukim. That we're referring to.
So like the Yud Gimel Midas.
Exactly, like you give me something Russian to have. The Rimzi HaTorah, then Rimozim, Uktsas Pnimius Keshar HaIr, that already contains itself in Alma to Pnimius. The Seydes HaTorah here, Kavona Atzmis, Oilo Beiskel Beir Lekim. The Zeo Sha'oma, Chochmes Bechutz Teroina, Pirush. Halloim Nim Pshate Terbel Vad. Now, I want to stop a second. This is incredible because this is almost, what's the right word for it? It's almost the hefech of what, first, the Nefesh HaChayim makes a big point of stressing that Pshat is the Iker and everything else is extra credit or whatever. The Nefesh HaChayim was coming against the Chassidim and the whole Litvish Shita was that, you know, Kinin and Pischenides are Gufei Taira, and other things are Paparos Lachachma. So Luchura, on the surface of it, it seems to be very, very different. I'd also like to point out the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, who says, he gives the mashal, the people on the outside are those people who only are Talmudistin and they haven't gotten the inside. This is exactly the same, except that what's on the inside is a very different nature. But the idea that Pshatim, that Pishtelos on the outside, that seems to be the same. We'll see soon what that means. But Lachura, it seems to be coming straight out of, you know, the Baal Shem Tov, the Chabad manual for Yiddishkeit.
But isn't the pshat that he's saying here not unlike the thing, the way I understood the Baal Shem Tov's type of, you know, other things, is that they were, I guess, maybe adjacent to the pshat versus here it sounds, I mean, based on what Rabbi's saying, it sounds like it's different madrigas within the pshat. So there's the pasha pshat, and the Ramazei HaTorah are deeper levels of pshat based on...
I try to understand exactly where to go in different ways, coming from. But let's first see about it. But the thing is, at first sight, I mean, this was put in by somebody who was paid by Hasidim. The Bach of the Zetzer was a young man who inserted a shtickle Tanya in here. So, Shotim, people learning Pishta Torah, that's Chochma b'chutz Taraina. He only hears a tumult. He has Sagosa me rochik rochik be'erech rina. Vizel Taraina. So, it's Chochma b'chutz, that outside Chochma, and at best it's like a rina shel Torah. Is pirush bedrashi atira shu marchivas halacha titin koila shu karev yoise mipshati atira uberach koil the drushi atira, which is halacha, very clearly he's talking, he says shu marchivas halacha, it's a step further in and it's already koil ach shnei madayim mibchutz. But if you'd have to divide it up, these two are outside of the city walls, and the other two are inside. He's telling us that the order is very clear. Pshat is the outside, and Soyed is the very, very inside. V'zeh she'omah kumun av asoyed v'ir, she'betech ha'ir, which is the Soyedes, v'achar kach b'shvokim, she'hu ha'shar, kishom hu ha'shuk, hu ha'remes, b'rchoyvois hu ha'drush, okay. So we'll see in a second something that's very sure here, that he himself gets that. But let's go back to the point we're making. How do we understand this this marshal? And Michal, are we downplaying the value of Nigla? I mean, we certainly don't want to do that. So let's try to give an analogy. And it's a very important thing because it's really, this is the key difference. Imagine a boy is learning science. He's starting to learn science. So he comes home and he says, well, we learned today that water will freeze at 32 degrees Fahrenheit, and will boil at 212 degrees Fahrenheit. We learned that mercury will melt at this point and freeze at this point. We learned this, all these facts. And we tell him, very nice, very true, it's not science. And we say, what do you mean? This is science? I tell him, no, these are just the phenomena of science. These are the phenomena in this world of science. But in terms of the etzem understanding of the structure of atoms, and why, one second, this is Eretz Yisrael, so it's okay, it's a,
sure.
Hello? Hello? Me? Oh, Mukhar. Ken, ani b'emtza shi'ur, ani od lo etzlachti lasig et kasal, minase lasig oto, aval v'atzat Hashem ani oved al zeh. Okay, Beseda. Okay, Kaltaba. I still say it's 2:05.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you have a so that's not science. Science is the law that all things of a certain type has a melting point higher than lower than. I'm able to classify and put together like all types of materials like this have high melting point, low melting point, greater than, smaller than that. Then I say, well, that's not quite science yet. Science is the understanding of the structure of the atoms, why it is that this and this one, depending on the bonding of the atoms, that's how much, you know, that's how quickly they melt, and so on and so forth. So I have the facts in the physical world. I have a way of combining them. And then I have the reason why it's working a certain way. Why is it that things have a boiling point? Why is it things have a melting point? And so on. The order of which is more chashuv is certain, in other words, which is the core of science, the theory. But there is no way to understand it except in relationship to the facts. And that's why, you know, you get sometimes these big talkers, they don't know the science, but they're into the theories and the this and that. And you listen to it and you feel that the person is bitumim milsa ba'alma. It's just, you know, the wormholes and connections and tachlis. If you don't understand the metzias on the ground, then you have zero tfisa in anything else. So if I have one person understands, knows all these facts, this melts at 212, this is that. The other person doesn't know that, but he knows all the theories. So the first person is at least a mitzvah of a mitzvah scientist. The second person is a ploidazak. It is no shaykhus to the same science and no connection to it. The world of mitzvahs is an expression of Ratzon Hashem. Now, it can't be that Ratzon Hashem, the etzem, is the potato I put into the chol. Whether the potato has a problem of shehiya or not, Ratzon Hashem is not potatoes. So I go deeper than that and I say Ratzon Hashem has to do with malachas. And this potato is only example malacha. I go deeper than that and I say Ratzon Hashem is certain zivugim that do or don't happen, Shabbos, whatever it is. So what I'm doing is I'm going outside in. The chashava spot is the innermost spot, because that's where I heard the etz atzmus. But there is no way to the inside without going to the outside. You can't jump over it and get straight to the Kodesh Kodesh. It doesn't work like that. You come in through the har and the chotza and the azara and the Kodesh, then you get to the Kodesh Kodesh. So in terms of metzias, the metzias, the physical metzias, is the outermost layer of Ratz Hashem, because it's the most megushim. It's the one that has come down into the lowest metzias, and yet it is the most, it is the only entrance way to get there. So it's just like, let's take an example, an airplane with the airport. If I walk in through the outside door and I sip a Coke in the lounge over there, I'm never going to get to Tel Aviv. That's not going to happen. Unless there's a Kiyum of Mashiach's, you know, that's not going to happen. But there's no way I can get into the airplane door unless I first go through the terminal door. Terminal door is sine qua non. You must have it. And then you can get into it also. So the clear payda was twofold. First of all, you must go through the outside shahr. There's no skipping, no cutting corners. And as much as you have a big shahr, you can go further, and you can get further in. That was a payda against sin that almost seemed to say you don't need to. And a person could be a kamat ama'aretz in halacha and still talk about the varam shul olam. That was highly, highly unacceptable. Not only acceptable that one ought not to do it, but unacceptable in the sense that the feeling was you are not doing it. What you're doing has no shaykhus to pnimius, rightly so. And another knetch is that be'etzem, all of that pnimius is, what's the right word for it? It's gonus in the chitzonius. So the airplane mush is not so good, but the marshal with this, the person knows all the facts and then the theories, it is good because the theory exists within the fact. It's not like I tell you, you know, it's not like I tell you, you know, you have to learn X math and Mishnayis from Rav Malka. Rav Malka is no Shach Mishnayis, really. Rav Malka is something that is a, it's bagels and lox on its own. It just, you have to fulfill a certain tnai. It's not the pshat that you have to, you know, serve a few years of punishment of learning nigla, and then you can go to nista. In the nigla itself has a nista in it. The Shalar Kodesh says people ask if it's possible to have a stira between nigla and nista, and his answer is by definition not. Nigla and nista are not two things. Nista means that which is nister within the nigla. Whatever it is that is inside the nigla, where is it nister? The nister is nister within, it's secreted in the nigla. That's what it means. Why?
No.
Yeah. So I'll go upon him. That's a major difference in terms of approach and understanding, so on and so forth. So when a person understands the chitzonius of a mitzvah, that is the outermost part of it. The drush halacha is a certain panemius to that. Basukas teshu, but how many walls is that? Those drushes are something that lay within the mitzvah. So it's the next layer. It still deals with the outside features, but the way in which it's attached to a pasuk has a certain pneumistic nature to it. And finally, it is, and then a person gets to the next phase, which is rimazim. Rimazim are the beginning of showing you a certain pneumistic meaning. It's the chibur, and therefore it contains within itself some of the words of the outside sukim and some of the inyan epimis. And finally, we have the site, which is just that, and it's not pulling anything. The word, the ramazim we're talking about over here, are not, they're not a game. It says the marshal in Sfarim that you shouldn't darshan a gematria, that the Arizal doesn't say. You shouldn't say gematria doesn't say. We're not talking about the stuff we say at Sheva Brachas, where the Chas and Kala had this gemat, that gemat, nobody's over any surim chamurim with doing that, or stamap shetla fits well. We're talking about a gematria that you lay down as giving you insight into something. If so-and-so is bigamatria so-and-so, then, I don't know why, a second. Let me just get, stop your video. I don't know, I know why. Okay, if so-and-so is bigamatria with so-and-so, that means nothing, because that's not a remiss. A remiss is that the Torah meant it to be meramis on something. And therefore, if you want to just reinforce an existing concept, that Yaakov was good and a tzaddik, you're allowed to darshan any gematria as you want. But to tell you that Esav had good intentions, if Chazal don't tell that to you, even if you have a Muslim, you have dots on top of the pasuk or whatever it is, or you'll find it come up with a gematria, it's not going to, that's not good. The Muslim are very deliberate nekudas given to guide you to the next stage. and finally, I have said, those are four. And the Mela, they searched and looked for the Baruch Shalom in all of these four worlds, starting with the primistical world. And he says, Akuma Sev Ba'ir, Shubitoche Shah Saidis, Achakach Beshevokim Shah Shah, Kishom Washuk, Waremis, Berchoivis Wadrush, Babacha Hakakam Bachutz, Shubshot Atari, Bikashan Mitsosiv, Bikashan Mitsosiv. And then he says, let's skip this, Bikashkam Saluchis, Vakola Mitsosiv, Bechosha Mitchila Saidis, Ochaka Remis. Why does he start with Saidis and then go to Remis? Vakaka Drush, Vakap Shah. וזה היפוך הסדר, לפי שקודם היו משיגים הכל, ואפילו סדס התאיר. ואחר כך עובדם הכל, וביקשו מלמעלה למטה, וכן חושב כאן להפך. So, the guy is asking a שאלה. לשיטו סוי, what's the pshat over here? What kind of mahalach is it that you're going to be outside from the pneumist inside? So let's give a marshal. I will understand it that way. Imagine somebody introduces me to somebody very fine, somebody that I would look up to, I would like, and so on. So my expectation is that the friendship will develop from outside in. I'm not going to request. I'm not going to start by trying to develop this incredibly deep friendship. It's nonsense. So we'll start with sort of very, very formal, cordial types of exchanges. And then we'll have some sort of acquaintanceship and then a friendship and then a very, very deep friendship. That's the normal Seder Olam, that's normal. Let's take a different dogma. Imagine I had a very, very close chava. And then I left. Or we had some sort of fallout. Now, when I come back, I expect that what I'm looking to reconnect is that friendship, that deep, that deepest of relationship. I remember him as a very deep chava, and b'meila, I'm trying to come back to it. If I see we're not connecting that. So I go down a notch. There's a difference between our fundamental, between the Tchilas Achipus and the Achipus Achamaisa. The Tchilas Achipus Avada starts from the outside in. So that's a normal. Like Avram, like Ram describes Avram when he's looking for the Baruch Shalom. Look around and this and that. He had some vague idea until he hit home. That's there's no shortcut for that. But once I have that type of chiruvet bohu, and I was kicked out of the house, so what I'm yearning for and what I hope to come back to is a pnimius tikachiba. And if I don't come, and then if it's not working that way, so okay, so at least less, at least that's. Klal Yisrael, he said, On Har Sinai, they got everything, including Sedes HaTorah, meaning that they reached a Nekuda Amuka of Kesher Dibur Hashem. So, and you know, all this terminology of intense Sharam, of Kala and Akhoisin, Ayosin, and all of that, that expresses that type of relationship. And B'meila, I was looking for that. So when he left me and I missed him, I was, what I'm waiting for is that Nekuda to come back. And it didn't happen. So B'meila, I keep trying, maybe less and less and less. So there's a tremendous difference between going there for the first time, trying to get into the central Nekuda, or between retaking again. Retaking again, my expectation is to start at, my hope, my expectation is to start at the most famous Nekuda. Skatenisht, I'll go back. That is how he explains why the Seder is Hafer.
I mean, do we find this to be the case when trying to, I don't know, reconcile marital difficulties, that this is the direction that needs to be taken?
True. I don't know if the direction has to be taken, but Lemaisa, a person who had a good marriage and then there were issues, so he's not going to be happy with three quarters because he already knows that there's a pneumistic relationship. It's one of the most troubling aspects when somebody has a parent, lo aleinu, who's demented to some degree and losing cognitive abilities, that you no longer feel that pneumistic chibur. The person is looking at you and, you know, at a certain stage, still talking and stuff, but you're missing the person that you connected to. Mm-hmm. And even though you have the chitzenis of it, you don't have the penis of it. So really, the penis of Torah versus the chitzenis of Torah, it's not just another chachma. It's how a makir, the Ribbono Shel Olam, through his words, and what aspect of his giluyim am I taking from his words? The p'chinas soid is not so much that this Torah is hidden from us. Soid means it touches on a much closer phase of the Torah's barak than the way it manifests itself in chitzenis. So it's just like, I'm take a very simple item. When I buy somebody flowers, I give somebody flowers as a gift, the flowers are chitzenius. And imagine, imagine somebody's in my house and a neighbor pulls up and brings me, a food for Shabbos. So the person in my house can say, maybe I don't have food for Shabbos, and some wonderful Yiddish be merachim and bring me food. So then the entire, what I'm getting is the food. So the kugel that the person brought is the kugel. It starts with the kugel, ends with the kugel. In fact, this person is a wonderful chesed, that's between him and Hashem, that's wonderful. It could be that this is a cake that's sent by a very dear chava for some celebration of mine. And then the cake is the chitzonius, and the pnimiyah shaboy is the av that he has for me, the hakari has for me, the arocha, and so on. So all these are different levels of the herring, what's in it. Pnimiyah is meant to be able to sort of touch the etzem ritzoni HaKadosh Baruch Hu to some degree over the outside manifestation of it. So this mashal and the Moreh Nevuchim's mashal are very similar, But it's a world of difference, obviously a great world of difference. What is that penis we're talking about? What are we referring to? According to the Rambam, it's a much deeper tfisa in words of Chachmas Adam. According to the Kabbalim, it's a much deeper tfisa in the Ribbon Shel Olam that's being mitzaved this thing over here. How do I picture this person who sent me the food? I can picture a big tzaddik wanting to do a lot of chesed, sending me the food because he knows I'm kind of short. It could be somebody who's a yedid nefesh of mine, and he wants to. What's the pnimius in this food is hakara for something, or friendship, a gift of friendship, and so on. That is what the pnimius Torah is, and at Har Sinai he says everything was the scalopas. So and let's add one more point to this. Everything was a skalatos and hasinai means not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us many, many, you know, volumes of Shas, many volumes of Yerushalmi, many volumes this or that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah in its entire span, from this world to the world above. It says, "Vayirda Hashem al ha'har," HaKadosh Baruch Hu went down on the har. So that means, just like the ladder that Yaakov had, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down to this world, means that you now have a platform in this world to go up to a higher world. That's what the Baruch Shalom did, and the Mela, it wasn't stam. We were looking for a lot of Torah that we lost, and we figured, you know, if we don't get the Zohar now, we're going to lose it. It means that since we're talking about the Chibur and Dibur to Rebbeinu Shalom, you're trying to relive when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala Saitas, means he was Megala the Kesha Nimi between a Yid and Rebbeinu Shalom. And then he was Megala from that point to how you actually manifested in this world. That's the Havan of it. And b'meila, when we're trying to get it back, we first would like to get back to the chitzonius, the pnimius, because that's the most meaningful part of it. And then we keep moving backwards until we get chitzonius. Mm-hmm. But it's very, very interesting. I mean, I'm always fascinated by the pshat drush remez aside. The pshat is obviously what's begoli, what's here. I get that. The remez, the drush, is the nister in the gully. So even in these dinim that we have here about a sukkah, about a lulav, there are hidden halachas in it. And then remez is the hidden, it's the gully of the soid. So that means soid itself exists, seems to exist independent of this entity, but when I have the remez for it, then I see that this pnimius belongs to this halacha. In drush, what I'm trying to do is flesh out the entire chutz. So that's what the drush is doing to the chitzonius. Remez is trying to show you where is the chitzonius of the mitzvah attached to the pnimius of the mitzvah. So where do I find that remez ba'alma that indicates the say that's over here? Mm-hmm. Okay, I think I'm here.
Okay, fine.